The Feast of the Ascension, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24, verses 46 to 53. Jesus said to his disciples, "You see how it is written that the Christ would suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that in his name repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to this. And now I am sending down to you what the Father has promised. Stay in the city then until you are clothed with the power from on high." Then he took them out as far as the outskirts of Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. Now as he blessed them, he withdrew from them and was carried up to heaven. They worshipped him and then went back to Jerusalem full of joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God.
Early in the morning of Jesus' ascension into heaven, Jesus is giving some last instructions to his apostles. He tells them, "The hour has come when I have to leave you to go back to my Father." Listen to the last words of your Master. "Do not go away from Jerusalem during these days. Lazarus, to whom I have spoken, has seen to the fulfillment of the desires of his Master, and he gives you the house of the Last Supper, so that you may have a residence to hold meetings and to concentrate in prayer. Remain there during these days and pray assiduously to be prepared for the coming of the Holy Spirit, who will complete you for your mission. Remain here until Jerusalem repudiates you as it repudiated me, and until it hates my church as it hated me, brooding over plots to exterminate. Then take the see of this beloved church of mine elsewhere, because it must not perish. I tell you, not even hell shall prevail against it. The Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier, is about to come, and you will be replete with him. Ensure that you are as pure as everything that is pure, to approach the Lord. I also was Lord like him, but I had to put on a garment over my divinity to be able to stay among you, not only to teach you and redeem you with the organs and the blood of that garment, but also to bring the Holy of Holies among men. In this way, it would not be unbecoming for every man, even an impure one, to lay his eyes on him whom the seraphim are afraid of looking at. But the Holy Spirit will come without the veil of flesh. He will alight on you and will descend in you with his seven gifts, and he will advise you. Now the advice of God is such a sublime thing that it is necessary to be prepared for it with heroic will, which is of a perfection that may make you resemble your Father and your Jesus in relationship with the Father and with the Spirit. Therefore, perfect charity and perfect love, in order to be able to understand the love and receive him on the thrones of your hearts. Do you remember my words of the Last Supper? I promised you the Holy Spirit. Well, he is about to come to baptize you, not with water, as John did with you, preparing you for me, but with fire, to prepare you to serve the Lord as he wants you to do. So he will be here within a few days. And after his coming, your capabilities will increase immeasurably. You will be able to understand the words of your King and do the deeds that he told you to do to spread his kingdom all over the earth. So will you rebuild the kingdom of Israel then, after the coming of the Holy Spirit? They ask, interrupting him. And Jesus replies, there will be no longer a kingdom of Israel, but my kingdom. And it will be accomplished when the Father said, it is not for you to know the times and the moments that the Father has reserved for himself and his power. But you, in the meantime, will receive the virtue of the Holy Spirit, who will come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and as far as the boundaries of the earth, establishing meetings where men meet in my name, baptizing peoples in the most holy name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, as I told you, so that they may have the grace and they may live in the Lord, and preaching the gospel to everybody, teaching what I told you, doing what I ordered you to do. And I shall be with you every day until the end of the world. Maria Valtorta then describes the day of the Ascension on a hillside above Gethsemane. There are hundreds of people around Jesus as he goes up with his more beloved ones towards the top of the Mount of Olives. But when Jesus arrives at the field of the Galileans, in which there are no tents in this period of time between two festivities, he says to his disciples, stop the people where they are and then follow me. He climbs up as far as the highest summit of the mountain. It is the summit closer to Bethany, which it dominates from above, than to Jerusalem. Near to him are his mother, the apostles, Lazarus, the shepherds, and the boy Marjam. Further away, in a semicircle, are the other disciples, there to hold the people back. Jesus is standing on a large stone that protrudes a little and stands out in its whiteness among the grass of a clearing. He is brightly illuminated by the sun that makes his garment shine as white as snow and his hair like gold. His eyes sparkle in a divine light. He opens out his arms in the gesture of an embrace. He seems to be wishing to press to his chest the multitudes of the earth, whom his spirit sees represented in that crowd. His unforgettable, inimitable voice gives the last order, go, go in my name, to evangelize the peoples as far as the ends of the earth. God be with you. May his love comfort you. May his light guide you. May his peace dwell in you until you reach eternal life. He becomes transfigured in beauty, handsome, as handsome and even more so than he was on Tabor. They all fall on their knees, worshipping. While he is already rising from the stone on which he was standing, he looks once again for the face of his mother, and his smile reaches a power that no one will ever be able to express. It is his last goodbye to his mother. He rises, rises, and the sun, now more free to kiss him, as no foliage, not even a thin leaf, intercepts its beams, brightens with its splendour the God-man, who with his most holy body ascends towards heaven, displaying his glorious wounds that shine like living rubies. The rest is a pearly smile of light, and it is really the light that is revealing itself for what it is at this last moment, just on Christmas night. Creation sparkles in the light of the Christ who is ascending, a light exceeding that of the sun, a superhuman and most blissful light, a light descending from heaven to meet the light ascending. And Jesus Christ, the Word of God, disappears from the sight of men in this ocean of brightness. On the earth, only two noises are heard in the deep silence of the ecstatic crowd. The cry of Mary when he disappears, "Jesus!" And the weeping of the old shepherd Isaac. The others are struck dumb with religious astonishment, and they remain there as if they were waiting until two snow-white angelical lights in human form appear, repeating the words mentioned in the first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles.